In the days of darkness before the war, those of humankind were called runes. We lived in Runeland, or Rulin as it was once known. We had little to eat and much to fear. What we feared most were the gods across the Bern River, where we were not allowed. Most people believe our conflict with the gods, the Frey, started at the Battle of Granford, but it actually began on a day in early spring when two men crossed the river. The Book of Brynn.
Wraith's first impulse was to pray. Curse, cry, scream, pray. People did such things in their last minutes of life. But praying struck Wraith as absurd, given that his problem was the angry god 20 feet away. Gods weren't known for their tolerance, and this one appeared on the verge of striking them dead. Neither Wraith nor his father had noticed the god approach. The waters of the nearby converging rivers made enough noise to mask an army's passage. Wraith would have preferred an army. Dressed in shimmering clothes, the god sat on a horse and was accompanied by two servants on foot. They were men, but dressed in the same remarkable clothing. All three were silent, watching.
Hey, father?
His father, Herkimer, knelt beside a deer, opening its stomach with his knife. Earlier, Wraith and his father had spent most of the morning chasing it.
What?
Wraith jerked his head toward the god and his servants. The old man's eyes widened, and the color left his face.
I knew this was a bad idea.
It's all right. No, really, it's all right. I'm allowed here.
He took a step forward and pointed to the medal hanging from a strip of hide amid the dirt and pine needles stuck to the sweat on his chest.
See this? I fought for your people against the Gullaroons in the High Spear Valley. I did well. A Frey commander gave me this. Said I earned a reward.
You're of the Durian clan.
That's right.
You've broken the law.
No, it's not like that. Not at all.
You're not allowed here.
You will obey.
An average voice. Wraith was disappointed. He'd expected thunder. The god then addressed his servants in the divine language. Wraith's father had taught him some of their tongue. He wasn't fluent, but knew enough to understand the god didn't want them to have weapons on this side of the river. A moment later, the tall servant relayed the message in runic.
Only Frey are permitted to possess weapons west of the burn. Cast yours into the river.
This is my family blade. I cannot throw it away.
The god sneered, showing teeth.
It's a sword.
This copper has been in my family for generations.
It's a weapon. Toss it down.
I can't give you this sword.
The smaller servant took the horse's lead as the god dismounted.
You don't understand. The sword has been handed down from father to son.
The god punched Wraith's father in the stomach, doubling him over. Then the Frey stole the copper sword. While Herkimer was catching his breath, the god turned his back on Herkimer to show the tall servant the pitiable blade. Wraith's father drew the skinning knife from his belt and lunged. With astonishing speed, the god whirled and drove the copper blade into Herkimer's chest, the man's forward momentum running the sword deep. Wraith didn't think. If he had paused for an instant, he might have reconsidered, but there was more of his father in him than he wanted to believe. He pulled the copper sword from his father's body and swung at the god's neck. He expected the blade to cut clean through, but the copper sliced only air as the god dodged, then drew his own weapon as Wraith swung again. The weight in Wraith's hands vanished along with most of the blade. Only the hilt of his family's heritage remained. The rest flew through the air and landed in a tuft of young pines.
Not worth dying for, was it?
The god raised his blade once more as Wraith shuffled backward, but his retreat was futile. He was a dead man. Years of combat training told him so. In that instant, before understanding became reality, he had the chance to regret his entire life.
I've done nothing.
The expected burst of pain never came. With his eyes shut, Wraith didn't see the tall, weasel-faced man slam his master in the back of the head with a river rock. He realized what had happened only after the god collapsed, revealing the servant and his stone.
Run! With any luck, his head will hurt too much for him to chase us when he wakes.
What have you done?
The other servant backed up, pulling the god's horse away.
Calm down.
No!
Meryl!
Wraith looked at his father, lying on his back with his eyes open, as if watching clouds. What Wraith saw on the ground at his feet was the last of his dead family. He looked at the god and felt the broken sword in his hands. Wraith drove the remainder of the jagged copper blade through the god's throat.
Merrill's gone. He isn't the best rider, but he doesn't have to be. The horse knows the way back to Alon Rist. What are you doing?
Waiting. How long does it usually take?
How long does what take?
For him to get up?
He's dead. Dead people don't generally get up once that happens.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
I want to know how long we have before he rises. If I cut off his head, will he stay down longer?
The servant rolled his eyes.
He's not getting up. You killed him.
My tettling ass. That's a god. Gods don't die. They're immortal.
Really, not so much.
To Wraith's shock, he kicked the god's body, and the head rocked to one side, sand sticking to its cheek.
See? Dead. Get it? Not immortal. Not a god. Just a Frey. They die. There's a difference between long-lived and immortal. Immortal means you can't die, even if you want to. Fact is, the Frey are a lot more similar to runes than we'd like to think.
We're nothing alike. Look at him!
Wraith pointed at the fallen Frey.
Oh, yes, he's so different. He has only one head, walks on 2 feet, and has 2 hands and 10 fingers. You're right, nothing like us at all.
The servant looked down at the body.
His name was Shigan. An incredibly talented harp player, a cheat at cards, and a Bredithian mare. Which is to say, no, there is no other way to say it. He wasn't well-liked, and now he's dead.